latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle headlines, beginning with the news that Newcastle could face a fight to retain goalkeeper Tim Krul amid talk ex-boss Alan Pardew wants to take him to Crystal Palace. Pardew has made strengthening his goalkeeping options one of his top priorities for the summer, having failed to be convinced by current shot stoppers Wayne Hennessy and Alex McCarthy. The former Newcastle manager has made no secret of his admiration for Netherlands international stopper Krul, giving him his chance at St James's Park as he replaced veteran Steve Harper as first choice goalkeeper on Tyneside. Following Newcastle's relegation, Palace are reportedly hopeful they could persuade Krul to jump ship, whilst the Toon might be willing to cash in given the 28-year-old only has 1 year left on his contract. Krul has previously hinted, though, that he would be open to staying with Newcastle and aiding them in their fight to get back into the Premier League. Meanwhile, Rafa Benitez says Newcastle are still working on their backroom team for next season, but the former Real Madrid man has underlined the importance of managing director Lee Charnley. The Magpies look set to lose assistant manager Fabio Piccia to Serie B side Verona, whilst there is yet to be an official announcement on the future of Graham Carr. Benitez still has the likes of coach Ian Carthrow and goalkeeping coach Simon Smith on the books, whilst he's also held talks with academy boss Joe Joyce as he looks to reshape the club from top to bottom. When asked if there were still changes to be made to the backroom team, Benitez said, "We have already started working. We're analysing and reviewing everything. It's still too soon. The question is who will take control of this and that. I will be there and take responsibility, but at the same time, I will continue working with Lee Charnley in terms of changing things or making decisions." Finally, and Fabrizio Colaccini has admitted he will be looking to leave Newcastle this summer. The 34-year-old has told a radio station in Argentina that he wants to return to his homeland for family reasons after 8 years on Tyneside and has set his sights on joining his old club, San. Finally, and